And we know in the past 2 weeks, all the world, the focus is on one little small island.
我们都知道，在上两个礼拜，全世界的焦点都注重在一个小岛上面。
And there are two people who made the meeting and made the history.
有两个人在那里，是在那里创造历史。
Am I talking about President Bush and his counterpart Gorbachev, who made the meeting, summit meeting in Malta?
那就是在马耳他岛，我们布希总统跟Gorbachev他们两个人在那里开会。
They met for a couple of days, not too many days, actually.
在那里并没有开几天会。
And they didn't accomplish really anything solid.
也没有什么很具体的事情在那里得到决定。
But people already talking about peace.
但是大家都已经在那说到和平。
And they walk away saying that we are walking away from the Cold War era.
他们当开完会走开的时候就说我们已经离开了冷战。
And entering something new.
我们进入了一个新的时代。
But I guess they don't quite know what's new in there.
但是到底那个新的是什么没有什么人知道。
For no one really knows what's going to happen in the coming years.
因为没有人知道将来要发生什么事。
Yet, everybody, the world is watching them carefully.
但是这整个全世界都在那里很仔细地看他们。
You know, during those meetings, they almost didn't make it.
因为在那个开会他们几乎没办法开。
Because of a very gusty wind.
因为在那里实在是有大风浪。
Separated President Bush's boat or ship to meet with Gorbachev on, Maxi Gorky?
那两个船根本都没办法靠近。
Maxim Gorky, yeah, I guess so. Gorky,
okay.
And, I wonder if anybody knows where the island Malta. Anybody know where's Malta?
有没有任何人知道马耳他岛在哪里？
Gee, I guess this side of the first quarter somehow get the clue. Let me see the hands again.
Look at
everybody
here in this area. 知道马耳他岛在哪里的人举手。
Nobody on this hand, oh, except my daughter, too. Where's Malta? You tell them where's Malta. In Mediterranean, okay, that's the right answer. Is that correct?
马耳他岛是在我们姊妹回答说是在地中海里面。
Where is really at? Anybody can give me a more detailed answer?
能不能讲得更清楚一点?
By Greece? I guess I should ask someone to tell us the story. I'm going to ask him to tell us. And Malta, I know. I know. It so happened that Aaron was born in Malta. You know Steve's son, Aaron? Remember him?
Steve 的那个第二的儿子他是生在马耳他岛。
Oh, Steve also only has been there for I don't know how many times.
他们去过那里好多次。
But every Bible student should know where's Malta.
我相信每一个读圣经的人都应该知道马耳他岛在哪里。
You ask me why?
那么你问我为什么呢?
Let's turn to a scripture.
我们一起来
Chapter 28.
我们一起来打开使徒行传第二十八章。
Now this is not a prophecy concerning Gorbachev and Bush meeting in the island of Malta.
这个不是说讲到这两个总统在马耳他岛要开会，不是讲这个预言啊。
Let's turn to chapter 28 of a book of Acts.
但是我们打开圣经到使徒行传二十八章来看一看。
You just have to read one verse into it, and you know what I'm talking about.
你只要读一节你就知道了。
Verse 1. And when they were escaped, then they knew that.The island is called Melita.
在第一节里面说，我们既得救，才知道那岛名叫米利大。
And let me tell you, Melita is Malta.
那个米利大就是马耳他岛。
The old name is Melita. The new name is Malta.
这个是旧的名字，叫米利大。
At this time, I think I'm going to ask Steve to tell you about Malta, a little bit Malta. Please come up here, Steve.
我们请 Steve 弟兄来告诉我们。
That's the speaker's part. That's the translator's part.
Go ahead. Amen. Malta, to me, was one of the most beautiful places I've ever been.
马耳他岛对我来讲是一个最漂亮的地方，我曾经去过的。
It's only, I found, it's 9 miles by 17 miles, they say.
是长宽只有九里乘十七里。
And there's one red light on the whole island.
全岛只有一个红绿灯。
And you, if you have a sports car, you never get out of third gear.
假如你开这个跑车的话，不用跑不到三档的。
There's no speeding in Malta.
在那里也没有速率限制。
Because they have the buses.
因为他们那里有开汽车，开公共汽车。
They stop every 3 blocks.
每走都停停。
So they don't need anything but first and second gear.
所以那个车只要第一档、第二档就行了。
But it's a small place.
那个地方很小。
With 1/4 of a million inhabitants.
但是却有25万的人。
It's like a little Manhattan in the middle of the Mediterranean.
好像在地中海中间一个曼哈顿岛那样。
In fact, they call it the eye of the Mediterranean.
他们叫做地中海之眼。
Because it's the center of the Mediterranean Sea.
因为那是地中海的正中心。
Directly south of Sicily.
就在西西里岛正南面。
30 minutes by plane from Tripoli, Libya.
它离利比亚只有30分钟的飞机航程。
I lived there from 1976 until 1980.
从1976年我住到1980
off and on
断断续续住在那里
Apostle Paul in Book of Acts chapter 28
28章里面使徒保罗曾经 去过那里
He got a 3-month visa for Malta
他坐在那里有三个月时间
And that's all they give today for Americans
他们给美国人现在给三个月签证就完了
So we were there as missionaries
我们在那里好像宣教士
It is the only English speaking country in the whole area
是在那个地区中间唯有一个讲英语的国家
Besides England
除了英国之外
And it is the only English-speaking Catholic country in the world besides Ireland.
除了爱尔兰之外，那是地中海，这是全世界唯有一个英语系的天主教国家。
Their language is 60% Arabic.
他们的语言60%讲阿拉伯话。
Maybe 30% French and Italian mixture.
还有30%是意大利跟法文的混合。
And 10% I don't know what.
还有10%不晓得他们讲什么话。
They're a mixed breed, a mixture of people.
所以是相当混杂的一个地方。
But Paul was shipwrecked there.
但是保罗沉船在那里。
And they have a place there called St. Paul's Bay.
那里有个海湾叫圣保罗湾。
And they really believe in God.
他们真正相信神的。
Even though being Catholic,
虽然他们是天主教徒,
the common people,
一般普通的平民,
really love Jesus.
实在是爱耶稣。
And many Muslims come to Malta from Libya, from other Muslim countries.
有许多回教徒从利比亚从别的地方来到马耳他岛。
And they see a little picture of Jesus.
他们看见耶稣基督的像。
Or the baby Jesus, or Jesus on the cross.
或者耶稣基督在十字架上。
And they learn the gospel in Malta.
他们在马耳他那里听见福音。
So it is a wonderful place to reach out to Muslim people.
所以在那里要传福音给回教徒是个好地方。
But it was a Christian island.Since the time of Paul. And that is amazing. Because even when the Muslims took over Europe, most of Europe, Malta remained Christian. They had the Knights of St. John who defended the island. I've been to Verdala Palace in Malta, which is where the kings and the queens all live. And you walk like this up the steps. They're only this high. The steps, there's hundreds of them, but they're only about 3 or 4 inches high. And it's because the knights couldn't lift their feet with their armor, see? Very interesting place. But the people will touch your heart. If you ever go to Malta, he will be with you forever.
马尔他会留在你心里面。
You will always love those people.
你会爱那里的人民。
They are so humble.
他们是非常谦卑。
So receptive.
非常愿意接受。
My son Aaron, my second son Aaron.
我的第二个儿子亚伦。
Was born at home.
是在那里生在家里。
There in a little town called Mosta.
在一个小城叫做 Mosta.
In Mosta is the third largest dome in the Catholic world.
在 Mosta 那里有全天主教国家中间最大第三大的一个圣殿。
During World War II,
在二十世纪大战的时候
Malta was awarded the Purple Heart Award.
Malta 那个地方得了一个紫星勋章。
There was more bombs dropped on Malta than you could number.
在那里所掉下来的炸弹比什么地方都多。
Hitler bombed Malta just almost daily.
希特勒他们每天都轰炸那个岛屿。
Malta is solid rock.
Malta 这个岛是
They're very
完全坚固的岩石。
Small trees.
树很小
no lakes,
差不多没有湖
no rivers,
也没有河
their water is from rainwater.
他们的水都是雨水来的
And at this time of year, in December,
在十二月份的时候
the waves are very rough at times.
是非常风浪非常大的时候
Many people have drowned there.
许多人淹死
Tourists not knowing how bad the water is.
许多人不知道那里有那个水是多么的凶猛淹死在那里
But, amen.Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Malta, just one more thing. They had their first Bible in 1979.
马耳他这个地方有他们自己语言的圣经，一直到1979年才有自己的语言。
And that little town where Aaron was born,
在那个小城里亚伦降生的地方
two bombs were dropped through the cathedral.
有两个炸弹是从这个天主教的教堂掉下来。
During a service, mass.
他们正在那里望弥撒的时候。
During World War II.
是二次世界大战的时候。
Both of those bombs.
这两颗炸弹。
Today.
今天还摆在那里。
Are in the back room of the church.
他们在那展览，因为没有爆炸。
Neither one of them went off.
两颗都没有爆炸。
And they praise the Lord for that.
感谢神。Well, now you know Malta.
现在各位一定都知道马耳他岛的故事了。
I guess President Bush didn't think of the water was so bad.
也许布希总统不觉得那里的那个风浪有什么了不起。
Because he didn't, probably didn't connect with what he read from, Acts 27.
也许他的心里头没有跟这个使徒行传第二十八章这个地方能够连上来。二十八章。
In Acts 27.
因为在二十七章里面。
The narrator of the book of Acts told us.
使徒行传里面告诉我们。
That Paul was leaving Crete.
保罗在那里离开。
He was a prisoner that was meant to send to Rome.
他在那里是一个囚犯，要送到罗马去的。
He said we should stay here for the winter.
他说我们现在应该在这里过冬。
See, it's about December time.
差不多就是这个时候。
But they thought it was good to have a south wind blowing behind them.
但是那个时候他们觉得后面有一个南风那里缓缓地吹来，他们觉得不错。
And they just took off and traveled along the south coast of Crete.
他们就以为得意，就骑了毛，贴近隔离底行去。
Then suddenly the wind changed.
突然一下子风向转了。
And they were caught in the big wind.
他就一下子被狂风抓
到。I guess it's almost a storm.
简直就是一个暴风雨。
And they had a name for the storm.
他们那个暴风雨有一个名字。
The name is called Eurocliden.
那个名字叫做
尤拉格罗。
尤拉格罗。
You see, if any wind is going to be called a name, that probably is a constancy.
若是有一个风居然还有个名字的话，那可见那是怎么样子了。
And that wind took Paul and the ship, the whole thing, to a shipwreck.
那个风是经常在那个时候有的，而那个时候就把那个船给抓住。
I think we have quoted from chapter 27 before how Paul was standing in the midst of all the turmoil.
我们想，我们若是读这段圣经时，我们就知道保罗以前我已经说过，保罗在这个时候，他是在这一些混乱中间，他站起来。
He stood and tell the people.
他站起来告诉他们。
Believe in God.
要在时候要相信神。
And encourage them to eat something to prepare for the worst.
而且劝他们要吃一点东西。
And they because of Paul's exhortation, they ate and they did eat and they were prepared for the shipwreck.
因为保罗这样子安慰他们，这样子鼓励他们，于是他们就吃了东西来预备。
Paul says, "God, the God whom I belong and whom I serve, told me last night to buy me."
因为保罗说，我所相信的神昨天晚上站在我旁边告诉我。
And he told the people that you will not suffer any loss of souls.
他说在这里不会有人丧命。
But you will lose the sheep.
但是这整个船会毁坏。
Surely the word of God came to pass.
当然神的话就这样子成就。
And they landed in the island of Malta.
他们就在马耳他岛上停下来。
Which the Bible called Melita.
圣经上叫米利大。
And when they landed in the island of Melita.
当他们在这个地方上岸的时候。
The local people, or they say the barbarous people, showed us no little kindness, great kindness to them.
他说土人看待我们有非常的勤奋。
I guess that's why Steve told her you will never forget a people there.
所以我相信这就是 Steve 弟兄刚刚告诉我们，就是你去那里就永远不会忘记那个地方。
And Paul had a few things strange all his life.
在保罗的生命一生中间，他有各式各样奇妙的事情。
When he was collecting some woods to burn to set up a fire to keep them warm.
当他在那要拾起一捆柴来预备站在生火的时候。
A snake came out and bit him.
突然一下毒蛇跑出来就咬在他手上。
A viper hung on to him.
那个蛇就咬在他手上然后就掉在
And those local people look at him saying, this must be a wicked man.
那些当地的人就说哎呀这一定是一个太坏大恶人。
For even he was spared from the storm.
虽然他从这个暴风里头这样子得救。
That he should not live.
但是天理不让他活。
But then after a while, he said, they look at him, seeing that there's no ill, there's no evil, there's no harm done to him.
但是过了一会儿再看他好像没事儿。
And they turn around saying, he must be a god.
就转念说他必定是个神。
I guess that's when they see some miracles of God worked on him.
我就相信这实在是因为他们看到了神迹在这个人身上。
And they know these kind of serpents or vipers that hang around in the island.
他们也实在知道，很知道那个毒蛇有多毒。
But this man Paul didn't die.
可是这个人，这个保罗没有死。
Well, we only know from the book of Mark that the Lord promised that that you shall be able to handle the snakes or the vipers.
在马太福音的最后面，我们马可福音也知道，那里说，信他的人就是来，拿蛇也不至于被害。
Paul also did a few things.
保罗又做了一些事。
The chief.
那个首领。
Has a father was ill.
首领的爸爸生病。
And Paul went to pray for him.
保罗就进去为他祷告。
And he was healed.
然后他就得到痊愈。
Therefore, they received the respect of the barbarians or the local people there.
所以在那里他就得到了当地的人的尊敬。
You know, I wonder how the Melita people would read, will feel when they read their own language Bible.
我不知道那些米利大人当马尔他岛的人当他们读他们自己文的圣经时候怎么样想。
For already I feel very bad in quoting here saying barbarous people.
因为我在这里看这里说是土人啊，说这些野蛮人，我已经觉得不太好意思啊。
If they would have to be true to the translation, the word here should be barbarian.
因为在这里如果是就是真的一直仔细的翻的话，就真的是当地的土人了。
And I think Steve told me the president there is a lady called Barbarous.
那里在马尔他岛现在的那里的一个总统是一位女士，她名字叫做。
Is that right?Do you mind if they tell if you, do they mind if you tell them that they are the Bible call them barbarous people? But anyway, because of Paul's visitation, they were saved.
也就是因为保罗到了那里，于是他们就得救。
They know the power of God.
他们知道神的大能。
They heard the gospel.
他们也听到了福音。
And they turned into a Christian country, as Steve told us.
于是他就整个国家变成了一个基督教的国家。
Dear brothers and sisters, think this is a Bible 2,000 years old. Almost 2,000 years old.
这一本圣经，各位想一想，已经差不多至少2000年。
What it recorded here was what happened about 2,000 years ago.
他这里讲到的事情是发生在2000年前的事情。
Nothing seems to be changed.
没有一样事情是改变的。
The wind still blows.
那一个风仍然在那里吹。
The island there still is a.There's still an island of Malta on the bed of stone.
在那个风浪中间，仍然在那个小岛在那里吃力。
There are still those friendly people.
而且也还是有那些非常友善的人。
But the gospel has changed their life.
但是福音在那里改变了人的生命。
Now when I look at the island of Malta, I have to think, what is more famous?
我看看这个米利塔这个地方，我就在想到底哪一样事情是更有名气呢？
What is more important?
哪一样事情是更重要的呢？
Being historical site for Bush and Gorbachev to meet here.
是不是他们这里成为一个历史上的一个有名的地方？因为两个总统在那里碰面呢？
Or is it because Paul has ever visited it?
还是因为保罗曾经到了那里？
Which do you think is more important?
哪一样事情你觉得更重要？
My brother and sister, what do you think is more important?
我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹，哪一样事情你觉得是更重要的？
I guess undoubtedly we feel the excitement of today.
当然，我们今天我们经历到很多很经历到这些很今天发生的事情。
But if you really come down to think about it,
但是若是你仔细的想一想
，In another 2,000 years,
再过2000年
，If the earth should stay that long,
若是仍然还有那么久的时间
，If the Lord should not come back sooner,
若是主还没有来的话
，We may even forget the people later. We already gone, but people behind in the future shall not remember Gorbachev or Bush as vividly as we do.
我们也要过去，然后当时的人也不会再记得有这两个总统，布希总统跟戈伯切夫。
But the story of Paul remains.
但是保罗的故事会仍然存在。
In as long as the gospel stands.
只要是福音仍然在的时候。
Dear brothers, what is the more important?
弟兄姊妹们，哪一样事情更重要
？Is it to achieve a worldly known name such as great presidents?
那么是能够达到一个世界有名的，像做成那样的总统。那样的地位
or just to be a lowly missionary.
还是做一个很卑微的一个传福音者。
I wonder sometimes.
我有的时候就在想。
And I'm put to challenge by this.
我也常常是被这样的事情有挑战。
And I'm going to challenge all of you today.
我也愿意来这里来向各位挑战。
We really have to think again. What is our orientation? What do we think really?
我们实在是有时候要仔细的想一想，我们到底我们是怎么样想。
Now those of you who know where Malta is.Did you ever, well, especially those who read the Bible, knowing where is Melita?
那些人他们知道马尔他岛哪里，也知道圣经里面所说的米利大。
Have you come to realize that this is the same place that the president meets and Paul met here? Paul had a shipwreck.
你有没有想到这就是一个同一个地方，是保罗曾经到的地方，也是两个总统在这里开会。
Well, it is my ignorance. I didn't know at the beginning where Melita is Malta.
最早最早我听到马耳他岛说我并不知道就是圣经上说的米利大。
It was only one day when I was listening to a message tape.
直到了有一天我正在听一个信息的录音带。
All of a sudden I realized Melita could be Malta.
突然一下子我心里想诶米利大是不是就是马耳他岛呢
Boy, the impact it made when I found out it is true.
突然一下子我就觉得这是这么重要因为我发现原来就是这里这个岛就是那个岛。
All of a sudden, the importance of summit seemed to be going away.
突然一下子这个最高阶层的这两个人 的开会就突然一下子变得那么不重要了。
All of a sudden, the world attention, the focus that I have shifted.
突然一下子我对这个整个世界局势的那个焦点突然一下子就改变了。
The two presidents come to this island for talk about peace.
这两个总统到这个岛上来是要谈到和平的事。
That's what the subject brought them to here.
那个就是一个最大的前提把他们带在一起。
And they also talk about the change of Eastern Bloc.
他们也在那里谈到在东欧集团的那里的改变。
Or it is possibly the bankruptcy of communism.
也许这里就是一个共产主义的这个破产的开始。
And they're talking about the unity of Europe.
有想到在欧洲他们要讲到团结。
And they're talking about the future of mankind.
有想到人类将来的展望怎么样。
And made all these talks.
于是他们在那里讲论这一切的话。
I came across a very small article.
但是我就看到有一个很小的一篇文章。
It was a what do you call that? 专栏
a column
by Chuck Colson, Charles Colson.
是 Colson 弟兄他的一个专栏。
You know who Chuck Colson is, don't you?
我想各位知道Colson 是谁。
Those of you who know Colson, please raise your hand.
你知道 Charles Colson 是谁，请你举手。
You know, I have a feeling that we Chinese are living here in China, not in the United States.
我感觉到我们中国人在这里真是住在中国一
样。Come on, honestly, how many of you do know who is Charles Colson?
你们知道 Charles Colson 是谁
？I see Cassandra, I see Paul, I see Steve. Hey, where are we? Are we in the United States?
Yeah.
Let me tell you who Colson is.
好 ，Colson 弟兄是谁呢
？Colson is one of the characters that was.Sent to jail in Watergate.
Colson 弟兄是在水门事件之后被关到监牢里去的一位。
He served in the jail and became a born again Christian.
他在监牢里头变成了一个重生得救的基督徒。
And came out to serve God.
现在出来在那里侍奉主。
And he had a prison ministry as far as I know.
在那里有一个很好的对监狱传福音的一个
职事。Well, he knows those are the ones that's lost. If lost forever, if gospel doesn't reach them.
因为他知道在监狱里那些人，就若是他们不得救的话，他们就永远失丧。
And Colson, being a very highly paid officer in the land before the Watergate,
他在准备事件出来之前是一个地位很高的一个人。
A great orator, as far as I know.
我知道他是一个非常好的这个演说家。
And there are schools, universities invite him to speak all the time.
那些很多大的学府常常邀请他去演讲。
But after he was converted, he is satisfied to be a preacher.
但是当他变成信主之后，他就愿意只做一个传道人。
Doing nothing else but preach the gospel.
什么事都不做，就光来传福音。
He is a very good writer also.
他也是一个很好的作家。
Wrote several books.
写了很多的书。
But he didn't use his memoir to write about Watergate.
但是他并没有将他那些经历把这个水门事件写出来赚钱。
He talked about his personal salvation.
而是他讲到他自己得救的经过。
And this person asked a question several months ago.
几个月之前，这一个人就在就问了一个这样的问题。
He said, "If communism fails,
若是共产主义失败
，Can we win?
我们能赢过来吗
？We mean the Christians.
我们只是说明基督徒。
We he doesn't mean we Americans.
他说我们并不是说我们美国人。
We he doesn't mean democracy.
我们也不是说那些讲民主的人。
We he doesn't mean all the law and order.
我们也不是讲那些讲法治的人。
He meant we the Christian.
他说我们是说基督徒。
When communists fail.
当共产主义破产的时候
I guess 80% of the population, maybe 99% of the population would agree that communism has failed.
我相信在现在差不多99%的人都相信共产主义的时候实在是破产了。
They failed in what they proclaimed that they could be.
因为他们就在他们自己认为他们可以做到的地方他们就失败。
When they said communism can save the world.
当他们说共产主义可以救整个世界。
And some would claim them the savior of the world.
甚至有的人说他们是世界的 大救主。
In less than 40 years, it all crumbled down.
但是才40年不到，于是就全部都慢慢的垮掉。
People have tried many, many things.
人们在尝试用各样各样的方法。
And you know, Gorbachev, he was not ashamed to say that was nothing. I was baptized when I was young because his mother was a great Christian.
戈伯切夫他一点都不羞愧，他说我小时候也是受洗的，因为我的母亲信主。
And I guess that's the reason when Louis Palau recently was able to go to Russia and preach gospel.
所以这也就是为什么有一位大布道家
巴
勒弟兄可以到俄国去传福音。
And he thanked people like Billy Graham who had pioneered in preaching gospel in Soviet when several years ago it was almost impossible.
而他也在那里感谢葛培里博士他去在那几年根本不可能进去的时候到了俄国传福音。
But what are we saying here?
但是我们现在说什么呢？
Some of the European country who has been baptized by the Christendom long time ago, also I went several years ago, such as places such as Holland.
而在整个欧洲曾经有福音传过，几年之前我到荷兰去。
And people there were talking about post-Christendom.
而在那里的人反而讲到是基督教后期的事情。
Meaning that the baptism, the Christendom has already passed and there was no impact that made.
而在那里他们就宣布说是基督教已经在那里经过了已经过去了好像没有什么影响力留下来。
For corruption still stands in the land.
因为在那里腐败的情形仍然在那里。
Immorality still stands.
在那里不道德的事情仍然在那儿。
And all the disease and all the problems of mankind are many multiplied.
所有的疾病跟所有跟各式各样的事情仍然在那里繁衍。
They forgot only one thing.
但是他们忘记了一件事。
Christendom cannot save.
因为基督教并不能够救人
Only Christ and his salvation
只有基督跟他的救恩能够救我们
Only when we have a personal relationship with Christ then can we be changed
只有我们有一个个人的关系跟这位主有个人的关系才能救我们
What does salvation tell us is not a system or knowledge
所以这一个福音不是一个制度或者是一个知识
But a person
而是一个人
A power
而是他的能力。
By knowing that person guarantees that he gives us power.
因为你认识这一个人，于是你就可以得到他的能力。
And you know, the world has gone through many, many isms.
这个世界上有各式各样的主义。
And humanism doesn't carry us anything holier or deeper.
而人文主义在这时候也没有办法给我们更圣洁、更好的东西。
We see the problems of mankind multiply.
我们现在看到人的问题在那里一直在那加倍、加倍的增加。
Yet look at Paul.
你就看看保罗。
2,000 years ago, he knows nothing but Christ and his gospel.
在2,000年前，他什么都不知道，他只认识基督，并他钉十字架。
And that was why he came to Melita.
所以他来到了米利大。
The power he demonstrated.
他的能力在那里，他显出来。
Even the vipers cannot harm him.
虽然是那个毒蛇也没有办法来害他。
The word of God stands.
神的话在那里就在那站住。
And the knowledge, the revelation from Jesus was true.
那个神的启示，耶稣基督的启示是真实的。
The Lord spoke to him in a personal way.
因为神在那里向他说话，是在那面对面的向他说话。
The Lord told him that you shall shipwreck on a little island.
因为神告诉他，你虽然在那里会船会毁坏。
And the power of prayer.
但是他那个祷告的能力。
When he prayed for the chief's father.
当他祷告在那里为那个土人的首领的父亲祷告的时候。
Disease are healed.
于是他的病就得到医治。
Dear brothers and sisters, do we still experience that power today?
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天是不是还可以经历这样的能力呢？
If we do, then shall we carry the banner of gospel?
若是可以的话，我们是不是应该继续来负起这个今天这个大旗？
Several weeks ago, I told you about the trip I went to Huntsville.
几个礼拜之前，我跟各位报告了我去Huntsville 的事情。
The Lord gave me the word. It says, "It is the Spirit that quickens."
主把这样的话放在我心里面，说是灵让
叫
人的活着的，乃是灵。
And with that, Karen woke up.
就靠着这一句话 ，Karen 就醒过来。
Let me tell you, good news. More good news come to report.
我现在再告诉各位更好的消息。
After I left.Brother Kenneth Hahn was there.
当我正好离开的时候，洪建州弟兄也去了。
He was there, scheduled to lead their Thanksgiving retreat.
哦，他本来就计划在那里是要在感恩节时候在那里带他们的退休会。
God knows all things that work together.
主知道凡事互相效力，万事互
相效力。He also is a preacher who believed in prayer and administered the power of the Holy Spirit.
那一位洪建州弟兄也是被圣灵充满，深深知道神圣灵的能力。
So he ministered there to Karen and her family.
所以在那里继续为了 Karen 跟他的家人在那里为他们服侍他们。
And he had a detailed report coming back last week.
上个礼拜他有一个更清楚更详细的报告回来。
Yesterday I called Yimao Chen, Brother Yimao Chen.
昨天我在跟陈义茂弟兄打电话。
I called him. He said he was just about to call me.
我在打给他的时候，他说他正要打电话给我。
And I asked him, how is it going?
我说怎么样了？
He said, praise God.
他说感谢主。
Karen is home.
他说 Karen 已经回家了。
I said, is that right? Karen, would you right now at your home?
他说已经回来了吗？我不敢相信。
Praise God.
赞美主，赞美主。
And she can function, she can have all, most of the, she has most of the functions coming back.
他大部分的这个功能都已经回来了。
She can sit up and walk. She can eat.
坐起来，可以走路，可以吃。
She can talk a little.
可以说一点点话。
Except for one thing.
就一样事情。
And I want you to pray specifically for this.
我们要请各位弟兄姊妹们特别为这件事情祷告。
Karen cannot focus with both eyes.
她的眼睛不能够两个眼睛同时这个焦距同时。
She can see through one, but not both.
她可以用一个眼睛看，可是两个眼睛同时看就不行。
She can through with either eyes, but cannot see them together.
两个眼睛用任何一个都可以，可是两个眼睛在一起的时候就不容易调焦距。
And her left cheek was a little bit numb.
他的左边的这个脸颊有一点点麻发麻。
But the doctor said there was no brain damage at all.
但是医生说在那里他的脑子没有受伤。
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise.
Dear brothers and sisters, the power of God through prayer is still available for all of us.
所以神的能力经由祷告仍然是在这里给我们的。
Let me tell you, if we do not go out to preach the gospel, the Lord has no place, there's no way to rest His power on us.
所以，若是我们不出去传福音的话，神的能力没有办法在我们身上出去。
How could He give a thousand wattage power on you without making you excited?
怎么可能他有2000瓦那么大的能力在你身上，而不让你能够兴奋起来呢
？Once you go out to preach the gospel, the Lord promised that His power will follow us, His miracles will follow us.
只要我们出去传福音的话，神已经这样应许我们，他的能力就这样要跟着我们出去。
It is only then that the power is manifested.
因为只有在这个时候，那个能力才会出来。
We've seen revivals, gradual awakening spiritually in this church.
我们实在是看到，在这个教会里头，慢慢的有复兴，有苏醒过来的情形。
We have 30 people coming to prayer meeting last Tuesday.
上个礼拜二，有30个弟兄姊妹来到这里祷告。
Plus one youngster.
加一个小孩子。
One year old.
只有一岁大。
Of course, his parents took him here.
当然是他的父亲母亲带他来的。
We have 31 people, I should say.
所以我们应该算31个人。
Coming to prayer meetings.
来到祷告聚会。
But we need more.
但是我们还要更多。
We believe prayer is a powerhouse.
我相信在这里祷告会是神能力的一个出发点。
But without prayer, we have no power.
因为若是不祷告，我们就没有能力。
Without power, we cannot do anything.
若是没有能力，我们什么都不能做。
Is that true?
是不是这样子呢？
Hallelujah. Let's start from the prayer.
所以我们从祷告开始。
And believing that the Lord would do wonderful things.
而且要相信神要成就很奇妙的工作。
Now this morning I'm going to put the challenge before you.
今天早上我要将这样的挑战放在各位前面。
Remember what we read here in Malta.
我们记得在这里米利大这里的事情。
It may have been the summit meeting that brought Gorbachev and Bush to this island.
也许只是因为这高阶层会议把这两个总统带在一起。
It is the gospel. It is Jesus Christ's calling that brought Paul to this island.
而是基督耶稣他自己亲自的呼召，把保罗带到这个岛上。
And we see how the fruit stands.
我们也看到这个成果如何。
Dear brothers and sisters, are we willing?
弟兄姊妹们，我们愿不愿意呢
？Are we willing as Paul?
我们愿不愿意像保罗一样
？Because of gospel.
因为福音的缘故。
Answering God's call.
而回答了神的呼召。
To go anywhere He sent you.
到任何一个神要差遣我们去的地方。
Now, every time I said about this, I remember when I was called.
我每一次讲到这件事情的时候，我都会记得我被呼召的时候。
For I have promised the Lord wherever He sends me, I'll go.
因为我那个时候向神答应，无论他把我送到哪里，我都去。
I believe again today I'm renewing my covenant with the Lord.
我相信今天在这里，我再一次跟神来将这样的约更新。
For those of you who have received abundantly God's grace.
各位弟兄姊妹，若是有获得神那么大大的这个恩典的
，I exalt you，
我在这里也鼓励你
，that you offer yourself to the Lord，
你也把自己献上给神
，one more time，
再一次的献上
，saying Lord if you want to use me，
说主啊，若是你要用我
，I'm willing to go wherever you send me，
我愿意你送我去哪里我都愿意
，Would you do that？
你愿不愿意这样做
？The work of God also needs support in every way。
而神的工作也在各式各样的各方面都需要神的都需要支持。
I come to the realization if there should be a revival, we need teamwork.
我也相信在若是有复兴来到时候我们需要团队的侍奉。
And in teamwork, we need more than one minister, maybe two, maybe three, maybe even more.
团队的侍奉，我们需要一个、两个，甚至更多的传道人。
And in supporting the ministries, we need money.
在对这个执事要有支持的时候，我们也需要钱。
Now I don't know how many of the ministries in the world.
我不知道这世上有多少的这样子的侍奉。
Would deny that they depend on the Lord.
会否认他们是不靠神的。
For every ministry claims that they depend on the Lord.
因为每一个服事都说他都是要靠依靠神。
Sure we do.
当然我们是。
But I don't know.
我也不知道哪一个。
Any ministry.
任何一个执事。
That they don't receive money from people of God who love God.
他们是不接受从爱神的人那里没有接受那个金钱。
It is ministers' faith to believe in God.
而是服侍人侍奉主人的信心在那里相信神。
It is the responsibility, the duty of the believers to offer.
而是所有信主的人的权利跟他的责任来
奉献。Well, concerning the money matter.
既然讲到了钱。
I have a suggestion.
我有一个提议。
That everyone should be responsible for God's work.
每一个人都要为神的工作来负上责任。
Well, if you say it is too much to give to God's work.
若是你说要支持神的工作，这个简直是太多了。
Well, you said I'd be rather on the receiving side.
而我宁愿要做一个是一个接受的这一边。
Fine, come and become a minister.
很好，那么你就请你来服侍主。
You will receive God's people's giving.
因为你在那里可以接受到神的弟兄姊妹们给你的奉献。
I meant this to be a joke.
我讲这个话其实是。是一个笑话。
But there's a serious teaching here.
但是这里有一个很严重的一个。
Paul says, I'm not. Apostle Paul says, I'm not telling you the things about giving because I have a need. In the book of Philippians, he says.
保罗说，我不跟各位讲到奉献的事情，而因为我自己有一个需要。
It is because an important teaching for God's people to understand.
因为这是一个对神的儿女一个很重要的一个教导。
The church, the responsible brothers and sisters, also encouraged me to tell people about the meaning of giving.
在这里，在教会中间负责的弟兄姊妹们也在这里也鼓励我，叫我在讲台上来告诉各位，鼓励各位奉献。
For the past, we haven't done that very often.
在以前我们很少这样子做。
Because we're not willing to tell you the need when there's in lack.
因为我们在缺乏的时候，我们不愿意告诉各位说现在缺乏了。
We rely on God.
因为我们在那时候，我们深信，我们就相信主。
But as you will see, we have some funds available for the church.
但现在呢，我们现在是有结余。
We're not in need.
我们现在不是那么样子需要。
But let me tell you, the church can use more of your money.
但是我还是要告诉你，教会可以用更多的钱。
For the enhancement of gospel,
因为要让福音能够传开
to support the ministers,
在这里能够支持传道人
to preach the word even further out,
而是可以更加的把这个福音能传出去
Amen?
Amen?
Praise God, praise God. Let's sing again the hymn.
我们再一次唱诗歌
And before we conclude it, I'm sorry I run it about 5 minutes late because we give time to some songs.
我们比预计的我多了五分钟
But I think another song would help us greatly.
但是我相信另外一首诗歌实在是会帮助我们。
Let's give ourselves to the gospel.
把我们自己献上给做福音。
Let's give abundantly for the Lord.
让我们对神再三的奉献。
And if any man at this time would give himself to the Lord, I would say this is a perfect time for we are going to sing the hymns by Havergal, Francis Havergal. What's the one?
Do my best.
La, 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 la. Somebody help me out, please. 187?
187首
All right, that's right. Take my life and let it be.
187首收我此生做奉献
Let's sing together.
让我们一起唱
Thank you.
of Melita.
主，我们感谢赞美你，为了米利大的故事来感谢。
We thank you for the Apostle Paul.
我们为了保罗来感谢你。
He has indeed followed you to every part of the earth that you commanded him.
我们实在知道是他跟随你到世界任何一个角落，只要是你差遣他。
Even in the small island of Melita.
虽然是到那一个小小的岛上米利大。
Now, Lord, you call our attention again today in this island.
主耶稣啊，你这一次这样让我们的眼目注重到这一个小岛。
And we again focus on Jesus and His great love that prompted Paul to give his life for him.
我们也将我们的眼目注重在那一位用他的爱来把保罗吸引去的主。
And we see that the gospel stands.
我们现在看到福音在这里站住。
And in the world that nothing seems to work.
主在这个世上好像没有一样事情是好的。
May the call of gospel still stands and still win soul to you.
但愿这个福音的呼召仍然在这里，在这里为了拯救世上的人。
And those who receive gospel shall be greatly changed.
那接受福音的人就要大大的改变。
Lord, we thank you for the great gospel we already received.
我们感谢赞美你，为这伟大的福音我们已经接受了。
Now we ask you, Lord, to prompt us to preach that gospel.
我们现在祷告你，让你去鼓励我们去传这样的福音。
Let not only the preachers bear the burden.
不光只是传道人在这里传送。
Let every Christian bear the same burden.
而每一个人都在这里一起分担这一个负担来传
送。Wherever they go, wherever they do, they preach the gospel.
不管是去哪里，不管是做什么，都在那里传福音。
Whoever they meet, they share the gospel with them.
不管是什么人他遇见了，都在那里传福音。
Lord, we ask you to empower your people.
主，我们感谢你，我们求你在这里将你的能力赐下来。
Send down the Holy Spirit to be our power.
将你的圣灵赐下来，成为我们的能力。
When we do not know what to preach, Lord, the Holy Spirit make us able.
主，因为我们不知道怎么传福音，而圣灵在这里让我们能做。
When we don't know how to reach people, Lord, give us the wisdom.
我们不知道怎么样能够去找到人，主，你来教导我们。
May the revival come and come soon.
但求你的复兴来到，快快的来到。
For we earnestly seek you.
因为我们实在是专心的在这里仰望你。
Lord, bless your people.
主，求你祝福你的人。
That they may become a people of blessing to others.
而这群人能成为别人的祝福。
Lord, keep us safe in this week.
求你给我们这一个礼拜我们的平安。
But most importantly, let us live for your gospel.
但是更重要的是我们为了你的福音而活。
If there be any man who is willing to give himself to you,
若是有任何人愿意将自己献给你，
Lord, accept as a living sacrifice.
求你接受当作活祭。
And fill their soul with your Holy Spirit.
而用将他们全人用你的圣灵来浇灌。
May the fire that was unceasing on the altar.
但愿这个祭坛上的火。
Burn and keep burning in them.
就再继续的在那些人心中焚烧。
For your glory.
为了你自己的荣耀。
If there any man be willing to give.
若是有任何人愿意奉献。
Saying that I cannot give myself full time, but I'm going to send the missionaries and support the workers.
说是愿若是我们自己没有办法去传福音，全时间传福音，而我愿意来帮助来支持。
May those also be blessed.
但求那样的主你也赐福给这样的人。
For these are the cheerful givers.
因为这些是甘心乐意的奉献的人。
Lord, we know you provide all needs for the church.
我们知道你在教会一切的需要，主，我们都仰望你。
And if possible, you also provide through your people.
主，你也在这里也将人带来。
Lord, thank you for this glorious season that is to come.
我们感谢赞美你在这一个荣耀的这个佳节时候。
When we remember the Christmas.
因为我们纪念圣诞节。
May Christ be glorified.
但求耶稣基督能得到一切的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.